Hare Krishna Radhakala Chanjidam. Good morning to all the devotees, seen and unseen. We are going to be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Volume 6. And as usual, because I always try not to get ahead of myself and to think that I know everything, I always ask for the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Always for the mercy of Sri Sri Radhakala Chanji. As a rule, I'm here during the week reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, so I can honestly tell you that I've heard from the Leelas from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, but actually this is my first time tackling it, so be kind to me. If I make mistakes, please know that they're not the mistakes of my guru. They are my mistakes. But when you put yourself in a position where you're doing service, particularly when you're serving Lord Krishna through the mercy of serving Sri Guru, you may trip, you may stumble, you may fall, but you are never alone and on your own, because Krishna is always there to pick you up. And Krishna acknowledges the fact that you're actually trying to serve. And that's one of the points that's here in chapter 16. Originally, we were supposed to read text 64, but I listened again. And I understood that we've already gone through 64, so I'm going to be reading text 65 of Sri Chaitanya Madhya Lila, chapter 16. But before we do that, we honor Lord Sri Chaitanya in a prayer. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. It's okay to repeat with me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. So, picking up where we left off a week ago from reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, text 65. And as a rule, we go through the shloka and then we repeat. So please feel free to do so. As a matter of fact, I do believe it's customary. Tahansadi kare hene anye na dekheya. Ar amara duskara kama tomahate aye tahansadi kare hene anye nade kaye amara duskara kama Tomahate haye, tahansadi kare, hinai anya nadikaye, amara duskara kalma, tomahate haye. And word for word, tahan, there, city, success, kare, makes, hina, such, anye, other person, na, not, dekaye, I see, amara, my, duskara, difficult to perform, kama, work, toma, you, hate, from, haye, become successful. And the translation? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you can perform a task that even I cannot do, but for you, I cannot find anyone in Godadesa who can fulfill my mission there. Translation? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, you can perform a task that even I cannot do. But for you, I cannot find anyone in Godadesa who can fulfill my mission there. And the purport, Lord Chaitanya's mission is to deliver the fallen souls of this age. In this age of Kali, practically 100% of the population is fallen. And I've always taken 100% to mean everyone, all of us, every single soul that comes through this material world, except in specific cases for those special souls that come here to assist us, is fallen. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certainly delivered many fallen souls, but his disciples mainly came from the upper classes. For example, he delivered Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Savaboma Bhattacharya, and many others who were socially elevated but fallen from the spiritual point of view. Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswamis were situated in government service, and Savaboma Bhattacharya was the topmost scholar of India. Similarly, Prakasananda Saraswati was a leader of many thousands of Mayavadi sannyasis. It was Srila Nityananda Prabhu, however, who delivered persons like Jagai and Madai. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says, Amara duskara kama tamahate haye. Jagai and Madai were delivered solely by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. When they injured Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya became angry and decided to kill them with his Sudarshan Chakra. But Nityananda Prabhu saved them from the Lord's wrath and delivered them. In the incarnation of Gornitai, and this is new to me because I'm sure I may have heard it before, but specifically it's important to remember that in the incarnation of Gornitai, the Lord is not supposed to kill demons but deliver them by preaching Krishna consciousness. In the case of Jagai and Madai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry that he would have immediately killed them. But Nityananda Prabhu was so kind that he not only saved them from death, but elevated them to the transcendental position. Thus, What was not possible for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was carried out by Nityananda Prabhu. And of course, we have to know that anything is possible by the Lord. Anything. But there's a point that's being made here. And it's centering on Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, if one is true to Gornitai's service in the disciplic succession, he can even excel Nityananda Prabhu's service. This is the process of disciplic succession. Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai Madai, but a servant of Nityananda Prabhu, by his grace, can deliver many thousands of Jagai and Madais. That is the special benediction of the disciplic succession. One who is situated in the disciplic succession can be understood by the result of his activities. This is always true as the activities of the Lord and his devotees are concerned. Therefore, Lord Shiva says, Aradanana Savesham Vishnu Aradanam Param Tasmat Parataram Deva Tariyana Samanchanan. Of all types of worship, worship of Lord Vishnu is best and better than the worship of Lord Vishnu is the worship of his devotee, the Vaishnava. And that's from the Padma Purana. By the grace of Vishnu, a Vaishnava can render better service than Vishnu. That is the special prerogative of a Vaishnava. The Lord actually wants to see his servants work more gloriously than himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Sri Krishna provoked Arjuna to fight because all the warriors on the battlefield were to die by Krishna's plan. Krishna himself did not want to take credit. Rather, he wanted Arjuna to take credit. Therefore, he asked him to fight and win fame. Tasmat tvam utishtash yaso labaswa jitva satrun bukaswa yaprajyam samridam. Mayavate nihata purvameva namita matrambava savya sinchin. Therefore, get up and prepare to fight. After conquering your enemies, you will enjoy a flourishing kingdom. They are already put to death by my arrangements. And you, O Savyasjan, can be but an instrument in the fight. And that's a quote from Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, 33rd text. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead gives credit to a devotee who performs any heavy task perfectly. Hanumanji or Vajrarang, Vajrangaji, the servant of Lord Ramachandra, also serves as another example. It was Hanumanji who jumped over the sea in one leap and reached the shore of Lanka from the shore of Bharatvarsha. When Lord Ramachandra chose to go there, he paved the way with stones, although by his will, the stones were able to float on the sea. If we simply follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and follow in the footsteps of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, this Krishna consciousness movement can advance. An even more difficult task can be performed by the preachers remaining faithful to the service of the Lord. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Tirtha Swami Ajinamade. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasnaya Bhutale Shimadi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamane. Jashi Krishna Chaitanya Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Taya Shai Jagat Krishna Ego Vedaya Namo Namah. In essence, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 16, text 65, what's being discussed here specifically is that the Lord wants his devotees to, in a sense, outperform him. Well, let's go a little bit beyond that. It's kind of like a parent. When a parent has a child or a loved one, whatever your success is, you want your loved ones to go beyond that and be even more than what you did or what you were. As a matter of fact, every generation is supposed to excel even more than the next generation. But the Lord is so kind that in this situation, he has selected, or Nityananda Prabhu has been selected, to serve in a glorious way. Now, if you remember Jagai and Madai, that was one of the few stories that I remember. And I got to tell you, each day as we grow older, and I always say every day I'm closer to 100 than I was the day before. As a matter of fact, anybody that wasn't born today is closer. Most of the people here are, we have a mature age, but spiritually we are ageless. The point is, there are some things that I remember when I first came into Krishna consciousness. Jagai and Madai stuck in my mind. And in that situation, they were being so offensive to Nityananda Prabhu that Lord Chaitanya actually wanted to physically harm them. He wanted to kill them. And I initially read that in the Lord's form of Gornitai, he isn't to kill demons. He is to reach demons by preaching to him. But like any of us, if we have a loved one that's been intimidated, bullied, whatever, we step up to the plate. It's like, we don't care. I don't care what you do to me, but don't do anything to my loved one. I mean, I have felt, I mean, I personally, I know most of you have felt, that you wanted to step in the place of a loved one and protect them. And as the Lord is the most loving, the most everything that is good and positive in the world, he wanted to protect Nityananda. But this was specifically Nityananda's moment. This was Nityananda's moment to have his 15 minutes of fame, but it was even more than that. So Nityananda Prabhu steps in and he comes between Jagai and Madai and the Lord. And he, in a sense, saves them. In that instance, he's given the opportunity to save these fallen souls. Now, the Lord could have done it, but he wanted that for Nityananda Prabhu. And what's being said here is that there are things that the Lord can do anything, but every single one of you sitting here has a specific purpose, has a specific service to your guru, to Srila Prabhupada, to the Lord. And while the Lord can do anything, he's much happier when we take on the service. Now, it goes a step further and says that even you, each of us, can go beyond Nityananda Prabhu's glorious moment and save even more fallen souls. You have that potency. It makes the Lord very happy. He's okay. You know, you can give your respects to the Lord. That's very nice. But the Lord likes it when his devotee is honored. He likes it when his devotee is serving properly and that the devotee is honored for his service. Now, it says that he likes the Vaishnava, or devotee, to be worshipped. That doesn't necessarily mean that he wants you to worship that devotee over him. It's just that give you to respect that devotee, anyone that takes on a task. And believe me, the Lord knows how difficult your task is. He knows better than you do. And also, in growing up, I always remember hearing, when I initially came in, before I came into Krishna consciousness, I was in a Christian church, and the one phrase that would get me through when I could understand what it meant was that the Lord will never give you more than you can bear. And it is still true to this day. You'll never be given a task that you cannot perform. And you will know that it is a task that is yours. You wonder how you know. You know intuitively things. And when you develop the connection between guru, when you develop the connection between guru and Krishna, you'll know when you're being given certain instructions. But the point is, you'll never get anything that you can't handle. And the more challenging the situation and the more that you try to do your very best, Krishna loves it. It's like, look at my devotee. He's doing so much and he's doing the best that he can. He lift him up. Give him, how do the kids used to say, give him his props. You know, elevate him. As long as you're sticking with the essence of the scriptures and you're following disciplic succession, that's why it's so important to follow disciplic succession. That's why you'll see the disciplic succession on the altar. Srila Prabhupada didn't come and try to create some other process of devotional service. He followed his guru, who followed his guru, who followed his guru. You must keep the essence of the teachings. Now, according to time, place, and circumstance, you may tweak it a little bit, but the point is, when you follow disciplic succession, you're given the potency to do whatever is required of you. Just like Hanumanji, what did he leaped over Lanka to get to the mountain.
No, he leapt over the ocean to get to.
Was that ocean Lanka? Say again, please.
Lanka is the place where Ravana lived. Ravana, he lived there. He was living there. So he leaped the ocean.
Over the ocean to get to Lanka. Thank you. Thank you so much. I like this. That is so sweet. And as I said initially, I'm not perfect. The point is, I love it when devotees chip in and they help. You're helping me. But when he did that, Hanumanji was given the potency. And that was very much appreciated. Anytime you're taking on a task that looks as if it's far beyond anything that you can accomplish, the Lord enjoys those moments. There are so many sevas or services that devotees can do here in the temple, to the point that we shouldn't be tripping over each other to do anything. It shouldn't be, oh, this is my service and nobody else can do it. No, there are so many things. We're not thinking beyond the scope of things if we cannot find anything to do as far as serving the Lord. And that's all that's being asked to do, is that you continue the movement. Srila Prabhupada left. He didn't do everything. He did the majority of the Krishna consciousness process, the movement, but he left a lot for us to do. We, in following the disciplic succession, we have the potency to go beyond even what he did. I can't even imagine doing it, but you have the ability to go even beyond that. It's just that we shouldn't look around and think, well, this is a sannyasi, this is an elevated soul, and they did this, and there's no way in the world I can compare with it. Don't be fooled by this. Depending on your sincerity and your devotion and your sadhana and your practices, anything is possible. And in this environment right now, as crazy as things are in the world, and this is Kali Yuga, it gets crazier. This is the perfect, absolute perfect environment to preach Krishna consciousness. Absolutely perfect. So it doesn't matter so much the seva that you select. The point is that you put yourself into it, that you do the very best you can, and that you honor the parampara system. And the more you're honoring the parampara system, Guru, Krishna, the more strength, the more ability you will have to perform whatever tasks that you were given, whatever that task is. And as I said, as a parent, you want your child or your loved one to do better. Krishna, in the examples in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are stories that are given. They're actual events, but they're also examples of what one may go through, can go through, but it also lets us know that there's the potential for us to do, if not the same, even more than what was done in the scriptures. And what's even better is that everything has been laid out for us in the books. Srila Prabhupada has left instructions so that even though he's not in his physical body, step by step by step, whatever it is we need to perform our service as a devotee is there. What's also important is that we take to the association of other devotees. It's very important. We're not lone people on an island somewhere. We can't just function by ourselves. And the nice part about it is that any of us, regardless of ethnicity, regardless of what country we come from, regardless of any of that, we're all one big family. And we all have our designated sevas to do. And the one thing that I would like to impress upon everyone is that when you are given a service, even though it may seem complicated, that's the process where you have shraddha. That's where you learn how to believe in the system and know that Guru is there for you, Krishna is there for you. Even something, and this, I'm sure most of you have gone through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and read it. I had not. I've always listened to it. But when I was given the opportunity to do it, for a brief moment, I panicked. It's like, this is beyond Srimad Bhagavatam, and that I'd never done before. I'd done it, I had read once, and that was it, but years ago. And I thought, Lord Krishna, you would not give me anything that I could not handle, and you would not allow me to fall flat on my face in front of you. And he never, ever has. And I always surrender to my guru, who is no longer in his body, but who is even more available to me, so that whenever we take on a particular seva position, whatever it is, know intuitively you've been given that for a purpose, do the very best you can. Don't hesitate to get insider guidance from anyone. Our ego should never be so big that we can't ask someone, well, so how is this done? Or since I've come here, I'm losing more and more of my ego. I never thought I had one, but I do know that I did, and I do, and I'm working on it. But the point is, Krishna is pulling so much of it away so that if I make a mistake, I make a mistake. We are not perfect. We are here to correct whatever was not corrected in the previous life. And I pray that I continue, that we all continue to be so surrendered that when we see someone that's maybe not performing to the extent of their potential, that we reach out and help them, not knock them down and you know, well, look at this. Gosh, they didn't know how to do this. That's not Krishna consciousness. That none of that is Krishna consciousness. That's one of the things that I like about this community. I've never come across that. I don't know what any of you have experienced, but Krishna has arranged that whatever it is I needed, there was somebody there to assist me. Narottam, Kunti. I mean, I could just rattle off the names. That's what a family is about. So when you understand that a task is being given to you, just understand that it is not being given to you alone, but that there is a purpose behind it and that you have the support of the Parampara system to accomplish anything that Krishna needs you to accomplish. Sometimes our biggest problem is that we don't have enough faith to believe and dream big enough. I mean, our Father owns all three worlds. We're absolutely loaded, whatever we need. But we're afraid to accept that, because maybe we're afraid to be happy or successful. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm learning to break down my own barriers. And I pray that you all do the same too, because there's nothing special about me that's no more special about you. We all have the potential. So as it says here, Krishna wants his devotees to be glorious. You will know when a particular seva has been given to you, and you will have the backup. Krishna will have your back. This family of devotees will have your back. If not, somebody's doing something wrong. It should never get to that point. This is Srila Prabhupada created a family. The whole world can live here. And that's the way we should feel. And that's what we should be sharing with people that are coming through, that are new. They should be able to feel at least a tinge of the love and affection and the potency that is about Krishna consciousness, that is about the Lord. So that is a responsibility I take seriously. And as I said, if there's a correction that needs to be made, if you see that I'm not doing something properly, tell me in a nice way. Because if you tell me in a way that's not devotional, I'm probably not going to respond, you know, like a little kid. You didn't say that the right way. There's a way to speak to people. There's a way to make a correction. And as long as you're doing it properly, there's nowhere in the world we cannot succeed in this. Now, I know at some point we should end, and I don't have my glasses, so I cannot see what time it is. But I'd like to open it up for any comments or inquiries or corrections or whatever it is that you'd like to do, because I'd like to hear it. This is new to me, treading into the territory of Chaitanya Charitamrita. All of this is heavy duty. All of the scriptures is very heavy duty, but it's not so heavy duty that none of you can get up here and do it, and that we cannot serve the mission successfully. So anyone have any comments or realizations that you'd like
Hare
to
Krishna.
Bring forth? Yes, Hare Krishna. That voice? Narottam. Hare Krishna.
Oh, my question has to do with First of all, thanking you for coming over and giving these inspirational classes. Wow, it's really nice to see your Guru Maharaj coming through here. He was a great inspiration for me. My question has to do with empowering each other. You know, we're talking about relationships and, you know, doing things the right way. So, you know, whenever you do anything, let's just say, you know, somebody takes charge for a major corporation or, you know, some big accomplishment, you know, they're empowered.
Right.
So how would you see that practically taking place amongst us here?
As far as empowering each other?
Yeah, you know, just like, you know, opening a donut plant in Dallas or whatever it might be, you know. Sorry, guys, I let the cat out of the bag.
I wonder where that came from. Where did that come from, Narottam? What? Yeah. You know, as far as empowering each other, we have a really good group here, and I'm still learning all of the movers and the shakers, and those that make things happen. And Narottam, you're one of them. You are. But we are so advanced in our thinking that if a devotee wants to start a business or donut plant or whatever, we have the experience in the community to be assisted by those that have done this. And we back each other up. This is what I'm seeing. When someone comes up with an idea, usually, and it's going to impact the community, they'll discuss it with the board. But I have never known so far, as long as I've been here, and that hasn't been long, that the board does not take an open mind to different things, that different events that are going to be positive to the community. They're very supportive. We support each other. We listen, and even if it's beyond our scope of understanding, we still listen and we give these ideas an opportunity. And I do see the potential for giving different events, different openings, challenges, an opportunity to thrive. We have to support each other, and we have to be open-minded enough to know that sometimes if an idea comes to us, and as I said, you'll know when it's coming from Krishna, that that's something you're supposed to move on. And if you think that you're not getting the support or the right ideas that you need to have, pray to Krishna. He'll put people in place so that you'll have everything that you need to do exactly what needs to be done. But from what I'm understanding, even in the past, this community has been a motivational community, pushing devotees. In the interim, I have no idea what's going on, but I do know that there is a movement underneath somewhere that's starting to generate some new ideas for the potential of, as what you mentioned, or different other things. Devotees, Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to own their own businesses so that, you know, have our own gardens, farms, so that we do not have to depend on the government or anyone else for whatever it is we need, because we are constantly being put in a position to be supplied with all of our needs. Look at as simplistic as it is, the birds, any of the animals out there, they don't have a 9-to-5 job, but they're succeeding. And Krishna will do the same for us. Now, did I go too far off track?
No, I think that's great. Hey, one thing I wanted to tell everybody was, you know, I've been talking with a few friends and senior devotees, and what I'm getting from them, Okay, I'll give you an example. So there's a devotee's name's Patrak Prabhu. His wife's name Yashoda Mai. They're in Chicago. They supply our flowers here. Now, for like the last 3 or 4 years, they've been importing flowers from Colombia. Now, we've been buying from suppliers here in Dallas, like Greenleaf, which have been doing that. Mm-hmm. We've been doing that for how long, Mother Kunti? 30 years at least? So since 1974, we've been buying from a local supplier. Now a devotee took that over and started doing the same thing. And what it transformed into is they've now bought a 40-acre farm outside of Chicago where they live. They're supplying all the flowers for like the 5 major temples of America, plus growing all the vegetables and everything for the temple. Mm-hmm. But what happened was USDA posted that they're offering very low interest loans for anybody that wants to open a farm in America. And now, like, I've been driving back and forth the country, and that's all you see are these older couples whose kids didn't want to run the farm anymore. They went away to college or whatever. And you got all these farms for sale now, hundreds of them. So this couple, USDA said, if anybody that's got 3 years of experience, they'll give this loan to. So they got this loan, now $300,000 to buy a 40-acre farm outside of Chicago. I think it's at a 0.5% interest. It's just a phenomenally low interest over 30 years. But and then they offered him another $300,000 for equipment and for planting. Mm. But his dad lives here in Dallas, and he's really rich, so his dad gave him all the money for the equipment and everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally overnight, he's set up. And here's the thing, really interesting, is that USDA requires you to have 3 years of experience. So he worked in New Vrindavan with Tapa Punya Prabhu for 1 year on the WOLF program, doing organic gardening at New Vrindavan. And then he was in charge of the Tulsi greenhouse for 2 years in Chicago. He's got a great website up called Growing Organic Tulsi. And that was his all he needed. They took that as the 3 years of qualification. And
gave him the loan.
And now he's got, he's literally living there, and he's running it with bullocks, everything that Prabhupada asked about, you know, devotees doing it. So, but here's my question. My question is, you know how we're talking about being like kind of, I don't know what you want to say, removed from interacting or support from, you know, mainstream society. But this is an example of somebody that's actually working in conjunction, like with the United States government. Mm. So, you know, what I'm saying is that I think there's an advantage if we could even work with, you know, the extended community. If, you know, I don't know if that's a, you know.
No, I see what you're
saying. My question.
No,
now, Charu Prabhu, he does this Festival of Colors. I was talking to him about it. And he made $5.5 million profit last year with Festival of Colors. Like his major event at his temple, it's one afternoon. And he makes $300,000 profit in one afternoon. He's getting about 50,000 kids to come out to his event. Mm-hmm. And every year his events are growing. Mm. So I talked to him about it, and I was saying, man, we should just do our own national event. The Hare Krishna should become famous for, like, the most amazing event, you know, because we have so much more to offer. But he told me this. He said, you know, I've been going to these big conventions in Las Vegas on how to run these events. Mm-hmm. And he said, I feel like they actually have so much to offer and we should work together. So now he's going to the major events that are pulling 100,000 people already. Mm-hmm. And he's asking, let me put my, you know, Krishna's Village of Peace, if you will, you know, like what Indradumna Maharaj does in Poland. He doesn't do his own event. He connects to, like, the Woodstock Festival.
Right.
I mean, he does do some of his own events, but, you know, his biggest events are in conjunction with promoters. Mm-hmm. Like, his funding comes from an outside person, not an ISKCON devotee, who does fundraising, and the man gives Indradumna Maharaj millions of dollars every year to do his events. So, you see my point? My question is, you know, we have this paradigm that we shouldn't be supported or dependent, I think it's a better word.
Yes.
On mainstream, materialistic, you know, the karmis, whatever you want to go, where, however far you want to go with it. But here's now two examples of devotees that I think are very successful. And Charu Prabhu is saying, look, all I want to do is connect with these events and have my area. for Krishna consciousness, but be part of, you know, the broader community. So I wanted to hear your reflections.
Well, you know, it's rare, because I believe I've heard that before, where there was some help that was coming directly or indirectly from the government, which is, in this day and age, it's still rare. So let me just put it this way. I'm not saying that if we have an opportunity to get the funds and work in such a way that we can have various events or businesses, then yes, do so, but it should be something that we have more control over than the person that, or the individual or institution that's supplying the funds. I would not be adverse to it, just based on how you're describing that's being worked. I mean, I can see the potential behind it, but you're definitely going to have someone that's committed, someone that's definitely committed to that service, because it's not something where you can just jump right in and do a little bit and then jump right back out. I also believe that we have people that can and are committed. It's just a matter of finding these individuals. I mean, that's a humongous amount of Lakshmi that can be potentially available for different projects in the movement. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, so am I hearing you say that something like that should be started here in Dallas?
I think we are already doing it at Radhanath Prabhu's place, but what I'm saying is an opportunity
for
young couples all over this country to open farms. To live out this, you know, not just talk about it.
How would you go ahead. Kunti, did you want to say something?
I just want to interject.
Go ahead.
This is a really good topic, but this is not an istogosti, number one.
Oh, no.
This is a class.
No.
Please let me finish.
No, yes.
Please let me finish. I'm not being angry or...
No, go ahead.
I'm loving my godbrother. Okay. The bottom line is that Guru Maharaj always said, when we have somebody making a comment, we, I've counted 20 times you said the word we. Okay? We actually translates to me. Okay? So no, thank you, Narottamananda. Thank you. No, you... Consistently, year after year, he has excellent ideas. Look at his little kitchen across the street. He's got a beautiful mobile kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to sell it to Houston. Houston couldn't buy it because it wasn't fitting their need. But the bottom line is that you've got excellent ideas, but we have to start taking personal responsibility. When you make your comments, please, I'm begging, that it's a me, not a we. Okay, thank you. That's all.
And thank you, Kunti, for bringing that point up. I guess I've been around Narottam probably not as long as everyone else, but I understand. I understand what he's saying, and I understand his point. You have some very good points. And I know when he's saying we and me and what it breaks down to. So thank you, Kunti, for bringing that to our attention. Excellent. 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 No. We're a big family. And if families can't discuss things that may be prickly to others, then we're not a family. But we should also be able to do it in such a way that it's discussed. And then we're good. We're definitely good with this. Thank you. Yes, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Very nice. So nice, dear. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I can see that you're depending on Guru and Krishna. That's inspiring. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to comment in the very beginning of the purport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's described, and you commented on this age of Kali, 10%, we're all so fallen.
Yes.
It is simply by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada that he came to deliver Lord Chaitanya's mercy to all of us. Mm. And he was outside the box.
Yes.
He was outside the box because he was so criticized by his godbrothers. Why are you letting women and men mix?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he understood that in the West, this is how we were all brought up together. And
absolutely.
That the only way to push forward his movement was to, you know, enable the women also to take personal association. Because typically in India, the understanding was the women would be delivered by their husbands.
Mm.
But Srila Prabhupada initiated women, gave them first and second initiation. You're flying your own airship. And he understood that very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other thing I wanted to say was he, Srila Prabhupada, in the very early days when he came, it was a window, a special window of time, wasn't it? That he, in the hate, in the height of the hate, in the height of the hippie era, Haight-Ashbury, all of us so fallen, devotees so fallen, I'm reading and I remember Allen Ginsberg saying, you know, when you're coming, you're plummeting, coming down from LSD, go to Frederick Street and hear from the Swami in San Francisco. So he just delivered us all, but he also empowered us all.
Yes, he did.
He empowered us all. And everyone. And when you read in those beginning days, these young, hippies that were practically, taking LSD the week before they met Srila Prabhupada, and how he gave them within a few weeks' time first initiation, then married them. This is how he founded his. No judging, just an ocean of mercy.
He sure did.
So,
thank you.
No judging. I like that. My sister Jennifer joined after seeing Srila Prabhupada at the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco.
Really?
In 1968, 69. She was a bhaktin for 6 months and trained us all. At the time, I was 9 going on 10, and trained us all in the Hare Krishna mantra and offering our boga. And that's when I received my first Bhagavad Gita as it is, because my mother went out to see her because she was very concerned about brainwashing. And so when she came back, my mom was ecstatic. She had the Bible and the Bhagavad Gita and handed me both of them, held them in front of me and said, "These are both the Word of God. When you don't understand one, you may turn to the other. Which one would you like to read now?" Of course, when I saw the horses on the cover, that was it. I was done.
You were
so all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Gurudev.
Very nice. Very nice.
This is so nice. All right, Hare Krishna, thank you.
Hare Krishna, but thank you for mentioning the empowerment, because that does not stop. It should never stop. I like that you brought it up, and yes, he did things a little bit differently, but it enhanced the movement, which means that we can still do it. Just keep the essence of the just keep the essence there.
Time, place, and
circumstance. Time, place, and circumstance is so key.
I mean, your Gurudev was the example
so
of that.
So key. It was drilled into us. So, you know, I may get out on the limb and get on the edge, but then Guru did too, but he kept the essence. And yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I look forward to that continuing, because that's one of the ways in which this movement can survive. It's not just this particular group or this particular body. It's all of us. And because we could have been male or female in a particular body, don't lock us in and say, "Well, you're in this body and you can't do that." Not true. We are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada did not think like that. I am very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. Jai, Srila Prabhupada. Yes. Thank you. This is a lively group. I like this. Hari Bo. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, Sri Sri Chaitanya Chandrarita Ki Jai. Sri Gurudev Ki Jai. Jai Sri Sri Ravakala Chanji Ki Jai. Gaura Pramananda. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Gurudev. Hare Bo. Hare Krishna. I don't know how to turn that off. I guess you turn it off in the back.
Don't worry, it doesn't turn off.
Oh, it does. Okay.